JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, one community turns mosquito cleanup efforts into an income-generating activity. And later we bring you facts about autism. Let's go Roundabout JA.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for ZikV. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from ZikV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free. A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Cleanup efforts are continuing across the island as Jamaica continues its fight against the Zika virus and other mosquito-borne diseases. One community has gone far beyond regular clearing out and tidying up activities and has turned the campaign into a full-fledged business. St. John's Heights Citizens Association Benevolent Society has launched a landscaping business, St. John's Heights Landscapers. Its operations, among other things, will involve clearing overgrown lots to beautify their community while destroying mosquito breeding sites. A grant of $1.1 million was provided under Phase 2 of the USAID's Community Empowerment and Transformation Project, Comment 2, to purchase equipment including weed whackers, a hedge trimmer, chainsaw, wheelbarrow, and stepladder for the business. And Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton says he is pleased that the community is taking control of its own safety and health.
I am very pleased that you are an activist community. Is a demonstration that this is really what community spirit should be all about. And you are worth emulating.
President of the Benevolent Society, Omar Green, says the venture is part of the community's youth empowerment program, which provides employment for residents. The youth empowerment program is being undertaken with technical and financial support from the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. The integration of science and technology into all aspects of national development, increased science and technology in schools, and the creation of knowledge parks and centers of excellence for research development are all part of plans under Vision 2030. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
Tax Administration Jamaica is working to serve you even better. Have you used the upgraded electronic service RAISE 2? Through this online platform, you can check statement balances, start the application process for a taxpayer registration number, file income tax returns, and much more. No lines, no hassle. It's just a click away. Log on to jamaicatax.gov.jm or call 1-888-TAX-HELP for details. Use RAISE 2 and experience the upgrade.
JCDC in association with the Chase Fund presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting Deaf Dance Competition. April 5th, 29th, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
On our community notice board, the Northern Caribbean University's Department of Communication Studies presents Exhale, a mental health symposium and LIME at the Juicy Patties head office in Clarendon Park, Maypen, on Thursday, April 14 from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Call 927-2154 for more details. Before we go, autism has its roots in early brain development. However, the most obvious signs and symptoms of autism tend to emerge between 12 and 18 months of age. Some infants and toddlers begin to develop normally until the second year of life, when they lose skills and develop autism, a pattern called regression. Check your toddler frequently for signs of regression. Facts about autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that brings us to the end of today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.